Well, they've turned the mics back on, and we are sitting at the Prudential Tower in downtown Boston. Lovely offices for the law firm of Tarlow, Breedhart, and Rogers. That means my co-host is the one, the only Mark Furman. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Jeffrey. Great to be with you.
Right. And that means this must be Radio Entrepreneurs, Mark. And always nice to hang out with you and close up the year by meeting a new attorney. And this attorney is Gina Calabro, partner at Brick Jones, correct?
That's correct.
Well, welcome, Gina. Gina, tell us about your practice.
Well, I am a family law attorney, and what that means is that I work with families in transition. It can be a divorce matter, a dispute regarding custody of children. I also help folks with prenuptial and postnuptial agreements, provide mediation services, so I sometimes serve as a neutral, and assist parties with post-judgment issues as well, contempt matters, modification matters, so essentially people who are already divorced that may need to come back to court or make further agreements.
Have you always worked in the family law area as an attorney?
For the most part, I actually got my start at a large law firm downtown, Foley & Lardner, just at 111 Huntington. And when I was there, I did mostly family law, but I also did some general commercial litigation, securities litigation, and some healthcare litigation for a brief period of time.
So you made a choice to go into family law?
I did.
Tell us why you like family law.
Well, the choice was one, I always knew that I wanted to work with individual clients. I went to Harvard Law School, and I was a student attorney in their legal aid bureau, which is, I think, the first legal aid bureau in the country. And we did a variety of legal services work, including family law work. And I knew that I either wanted to do that or work with children who had been abused or neglected either through the juvenile court system, or I also did a stint at the district attorney's office in the child abuse unit. When I was graduating, I was offered a clerkship with the probate and family court. And so I spent a year working in the Massachusetts probate and family court with a variety of our judges in a few different counties. And that was really what sold it to me.
Interesting. You know, you sort of strike a chord when you talk to me about child abuse. It's just something that it's very hard for me to comprehend. Although I can comprehend it. I do comprehend it. But mm-hmm. How do cases generally come to you? How do you find these cases?
Well, usually they find me, but I would say that there are a variety of ways. So one is just through referrals from other attorneys or other professionals that I know. I work with a lot of experts in my practice because I represent many clients who have complicated financial circumstances, businesses, so I'm often working with business valuation experts, accountants, sometimes forensic accountants, and so work can come through those channels. Financial advisors, people in the real estate industry, because oftentimes when people are getting a divorce, they may need to sell their house, they may need to refinance. So through my professional networks, that's how I receive a lot of my cases. Also just through the community, getting out there and meeting people in my own community where I live. I live in the Metro West area, so I receive referrals that way, really from many different sources.
When business owners are thinking about the possibility of having to transition their marriage situation, is planning important if people are thinking about a divorce or not?
To me, that's a really loaded question, that
I was
whole category.
Say, divorce planning is a controversial topic.
Okay.
And, you know, oftentimes what I tell my clients is we don't run our lives around the divorce. We deal with the circumstances of the divorce based on sort of what's going on in your life. So that is a controversial question.
Okay.
Well, let me add to yours and Mark, because, you know, I do a lot of family business work as a business consultant, and the child abuse issue, sometimes I go into businesses and I find fathers, children, and the pattern of abuse still exists in the business decades later, in the pattern of the way the family's running the business, it's still happening. And sometimes it gets transferred into the culture of the whole firm, whole firm does it. And in terms of the marriage, so many times I'll go into business and you'll see entrepreneurs who are extraordinarily unhappy. But they're living sort of this sort of not necessarily the life that you would have planned. I'll make it tactful, because they're too scared of divorce and they're scared of the financial ramifications. So both the situations that you mentioned and Mark are situations that I come across that are sort of chronically stalled a family and frozen them in time.
I think that people don't consult with divorce attorneys early enough, oftentimes, frankly, because sometimes we can demystify the process and we can educate people. People come in with all kinds of misconceptions. Folks like to talk anecdotally about their own personal experiences with divorce, and just because you have a neighbor or a friend who had one experience doesn't mean that your experience is going to be similar or that the law is going to be applied to you in the same way. So I find that if someone is unhappy and considering, the thought has even crossed their mind, it doesn't hurt to go in and have a consultation with an attorney to educate yourself both about the substantive pieces of the law that need to be dealt with if ultimately a divorce is going to happen, and also about the process, because it can help people make choices, not necessarily in a divorce planning one-upsmanship kind of way, but it can help people make choices just to make sure that they're prepared. You know, sometimes people come in, they have no idea what the family finances are like. They're unhappy in their marriage and they're not sure what to do. Well, a start might be to, you know, start getting familiarized with that piece of things so that if the marriage falls apart and there's a crisis, you at least have some understanding of your finances. And there are other tips that sometimes I can give to people who come in and meet with me just to sort of make them more engaged even in the marriage in certain ways so that if a divorce happens, they're not totally unprepared.
I was, I think I could have asked the question better, but I was thinking of, you know, circumstances where there's a business and there may not be that many liquid assets, but the business keeps the family going. And if there's a divorce, two households cost more than one to maintain. Even though I'm not very good at math, I think that's right.
That's so especially true when it's a paycheck business, and they're not, and there's no real retained earnings.
That's right. So, you know, particularly with closely held companies. So, you know, I think planning wasn't the right word, but, you know, what do you do if in that kind of a situation? How does, or stated differently, is there a way that the law typically deals with those kind of situations?
Well, there's an entire body of law regarding business valuation issues. Not all businesses necessarily need to be valued. Some businesses are considered a stream of income as opposed to a marital asset. It depends on the type of business. But if you have a business that has value, there's a very complicated valuation process that we use experts for to value the business. There are also some interesting issues because the business is both an asset, but it's also a stream of income for the business owner. And so there's a double dip concern, and we have all kinds of case law and controversy on that as well. So with a business owner, certainly having a consultation with a divorce attorney is helpful to just have some basic understanding of what happens if you get divorced, if you have a business. More often than not, most folks want to retain their business, but that means that there might be a buyout that needs to be negotiated. There's are complicated issues regarding the interplay between paying support on income from the business and the asset division piece of things. And buyouts oftentimes have to occur over a period of months or years if there's not enough liquidity to support the buyout. So it's actually, we could spend an hour talking just about business valuations and how they work. But when there is a business, you need to make sure that you are working with an attorney who has experience dealing with the topic, and that you hire an expert who also is going to be the right fit for the type of business.
And I assume in this area, sometimes valuations differ between the different experts come up with different valuations.
Absolutely. And oftentimes that means you may end up having to have a trial, but it can also mean that if you have experts who are willing to work with one another review each other's reports. Sometimes experts are able to put their heads together and assist the parties in reaching resolution. Some of the experts that I like to work with are really pretty sophisticated and experienced in doing that. There also is such a thing as a joint business valuation. A case comes to mind right now where that's what we did. And when the numbers came out, to the extent that one party or the other had some concerns about it, we were able to have a meeting, and our expert was able to walk us through all of the numbers in a way that both parties were able to buy into the valuation. So there's lots of different ways to do it if it needs to be done.
Such a complicated field. And
very much.
No way you could cover it in, you know, 10 to 12 minutes, and I apologize for that. So you may have to come back and talk to us again.
I would be happy to.
You know, so... But Gina, if someone's looking for you at Brick Jones, how would they find you?
Well, they can check out our website, which is www.brickjones.com. We have a very comprehensive website, and there is a page with my bio with all of my contact information. They can also call the firm directly at 617-494-1227.
Great.
Those are the two ways to do it.
Yes, thank you very much. And Mark Furman, if someone's looking for you, how would they find you?
I can be reached at mfurman@tbhr-law.com or 617-218-2000.
Sometimes a reality in your work that there's litigation, correct?
Oh, of course.
Right,
yes.
The different side of the coin. So I want to thank everybody. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.